on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
In the past few minutes, a Gillingham woman has been found guilty of killing a father of three. 56-year-old Mohammed Hassan was found dead at his home in Islington in London in March last year after being tied up and kicked to death. 25-year-old Leona Granger from Balmoral Road had denied murder but has been convicted of manslaughter. Two men have been found guilty of murder.
This is KMFM News.
Nigel Farage has launched UKIP's manifesto saying his party's policies are fully costed and are for people who believe in Britain. The party leader set out plans for a referendum on withdrawal from the EU as soon as possible. He says UKIP's policies are serious.
We do as a party believe in Britain. In fact, we're the only party with the self-confidence and belief in this nation to say that we actually believe that not only could we, but that we should govern our own country, make our own laws, and negotiate our own international trade deals.
Meantime, as the countdown to May's election continues, we've paid a visit to another Kent constituency to hear what people want to see changed locally. Today, we're focusing on Canterbury.
Traffic, because it stops me from getting to work on time and getting home early.
Jobs, because there's less jobs for people to have and they need them.
No disrespect towards students, but it's mainly students that are being reeled in for those late night openings, and they're already in Canterbury spending money.
And in our special video guide online, our political editor Paul Francis says whoever's in power next needs to tackle some key local worries.
There are two key local issues. The first is the long-standing problem of traffic congestion in the city, along with the ill-fated Westgate Tower scheme. And the second is the issue of how many houses should be built. How many houses are wanted as opposed to how many houses are needed.
You can see that video and find details of all the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man accused of killing an inmate at a Kent prison is appearing in court this afternoon. Fraser Stent died in hospital 7 days after allegedly being punched at Rochester Prison last October. 23-year-old Alistair Scott from London is due at Maidstone Crown Court charged with manslaughter. A man in his 40s has been taken to hospital with breathing difficulties following a chemical spill at a school in Medway. Emergency services were called to Abbey Court Special School in Strood around 11 this morning following the spill inside the building. The man was treated at the scene before being taken to Medway Maritime Hospital.
This is KMFM News.
It's claimed your mobile could be costing you a lot more than you realise. A survey by Which has found on average customers are spending almost £100 a year on handsets they've already bought. It's because most providers don't separate the tariff and the cost of the phone. Peter Moore is from the Watchdog.
People don't know how much each element costs, and often they don't know when they've finished paying for their phone. So 6 in 10 people that we surveyed told us that having a provider who separates its bill so you can clearly see the tariff and the handset cost was really important to them.
A scale model of a major new entertainment resort planned for North Kent is set to go on show. Developers behind London Paramount on the Swanscombe Peninsula say we'll be able to see it during a series of 10 public consultations before they submit their final plans to the government. We've got details of all the dates at kentonline.co.uk. And it's been confirmed TFI Friday will return to our TV screens this summer. It'll be back for a 20th anniversary episode in June. The Channel 4 series originally ran from 1996 to 2000.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and Gillingham managed to fight back from 2 goals down to draw away at Preston North End last night. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the Jills were trailing 2-0 at half-time before Jermaine McGlashan and Leon Legg scored in the second half to rescue a point. It leaves the Jills 13th in League One with 3 games of the season to go. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
Fantastic character to come back from, you know, falling 2 goals behind against a very, very good Preston side, and it took all we had tonight to get a point here.
Our match report's at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, Dartford have been relegated from the conference. They dropped into the relegation zone back in November, and their fate was confirmed when Welling United beat Wrexham 2-1 last night. It means they'll be playing in National League South next season. And England's cricketers lead by 244 runs going into day three of the first test in the West Indies. The hosts closed on 155 for four in their first innings last night. England had earlier been bowled out for 399, adding only 58 runs to their overnight total for the loss of five wickets.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.